Speaking of nightmares, what kind of nightmares have you guys had? Because I've had some pretty fucked up ones.
I had some fun ones.
Well, I'm weird because I haven't remembered dreams for like a long ass time. I just don't remember my dreams.
Do you write your dreams down? Because that's a good way to lucid dream.
Yeah, well, since I don't remember them at all, it's kind of hard for me to write them down.
No, that's what you do. When you wake up, you write down what your dream was, and then you apparently, anyway, it'll help you lucid dream later.
But I don't remember my dream immediately after waking up.
Yeah, yeah.
I sometimes just don't think I dream. I mean, I have one every now and then.
The only nightmare I can remember, it was very, very vivid, and I remember I was running through a bunch of darkened rooms. It wasn't like the back rooms. We're not talking about like really creepy situation. It was like rooms in my house, but for some reason there were no lights on. Mm-hmm. And I remember screaming for my mother, and then I remember hearing a gunshot. That was it.
Oh,
ooh.
Damn.
Oh, that's a good scary dream.
I woke up screaming. I shared it with my brother at the time. Yeah. It was a lot.
Oh, man.
Yeah. All right. Anyone else?
Yeah. I've had several like that were extremely vivid, like to a point that I was like sweating when I got up. Most recent one was probably from like I definitely remember because it was really vivid, but it was also partially sleep paralysis. So
that fucking terrifies me.
Yeah, so it didn't.
I've never experienced it, and I don't want to.
It definitely is an interesting experience. Like, it didn't freak me out to the point because it kind of like once you figure it out and you kind of have to deal with it. But I remember it just kind of started like the whole thing. You know, it didn't really go anywhere. It was primarily in my room, but I felt like a weight on my chest. And then like when I looked up and it was just this thing like sitting on my chest that like looked like its body was made of wood and stuff like that. And it was facing away from me. And the thing is, my fan was on and then the fan kept getting louder and louder, like a jet engine. Then it turned around and it was just like its eyes were vacant, like it was carved in, like kind of like a mask almost, and then it just had eyes. Its mouth was open, but it was like carved in, like it wasn't like moving, like the features weren't moving. It was just looking, and then like the light was like violet and blue coming out of its eyes, and it just screamed, and like it was sound like a jet engine right to my ears, and I just remember like sitting there. And I couldn't move. And then, like, its head moved gradually closer and closer to my face. And then just started, like... And then I woke up because, like, it would just sound like shrieking in my ear to the point. But damn. I was like... But, like, that was the first time I ever had sleep paralysis. And I just remember, like, trying to wake up because at a certain point I was like... It was less that I was scared in certain spots and more like I felt like my eardrums were about to explode.
Right, but yeah.
It
yeah.
just took anything that was amplified, so it was like the fan. The fan got loud, and then turned into a jet engine, like right into my ears, and this thing just was screaming in my face.
Sheesh.
Yeah, that's fucking terrifying.
Yeah, it's terrifying. That's a good nightmare.
Well, it actually was like the sleep paralysis demons you see in like the mythology type thing. It's when you see them, they're like some weird devil looking thing and they just sit on your chest. And like, I remember waking up gasping for air. Like it felt like I couldn't breathe. So it was definitely something.
At least that's like interesting. Like the only dreams that I actually do remember having are just like in the weeds dreams. When I was a server, it was waiting tables. Oh, and you just keep getting tables and you just keep getting busier and you never catch up. And now that I like work in an office, I just like dream in spreadsheets, and I just like
that is a nightmare.
I get just as weeded, but it's just like doing stupid spreadsheets and like spreadsheeting my life and my kids or something. It's like at least sleep paralysis demon, while horrible, is interesting. But,
No, it was definitely interesting.
I go to sleep and I, you know, I just do work and it sucks.
That is a nightmare kill. I'll give you that one. That's the worst one.
Yeah.
All right, Timmy. What do you got?
I'm gonna take his back.
to Little Timmy first.
Okay, a little Timmy.
Give us the abbreviated Timmy. Story. The abbreviated story, Tim.
All right, it was Saturday night.
This is our nightmare. Tim not being able to shut
up. My nightmare is Tim just being like, all right, let me start back at infancy.
Well, it all started back around 3 hours ago.
They're in utero. I was.
I remember when I was a lad of 5.5 years old.
The story is going to be at least 30 minutes long.
We broke Tim, everyone. Yeah, really.
All right, Tim's story is over.
That's Tim's nightmare. He can't talk. He just keeps laughing every time he tries to talk.
I wish. I went to bed on a Saturday night, and I woke up, and it was time to get ready for church. And I looked down. I was on a bunk bed at the time, and I see my church clothes that were laid out the night before, and they floated off of the hook, and they went into my bed, and they strangled me to death. And then Jesus Christ. I woke up to my mom being like, get up, it's time to go to church. I just looked at my clothes, and I just turned back in bed, and I just said, whoop.
I looked at my clothes, and I unloaded a whole clip just right into it.
Little Timmy pulled out his BB gun and shot those clothes.
They're going to get me.
And then one of my more recent kind of cool dreams is I dreamt I was fighting a red dragon. Which is pretty sick.
Cool.
That's cool. The red dragon had the 300 Spartans on his side.
You're screwed. What? Spartans? Nah.
Yeah, but don't worry.
Yeah, you're
done. Don't worry. The Spartans were fighting Vikings, and they were trying to get me and someone else to like pick a side.
You know, if I'm a gambling man, I'm going with the Spartans every time. Vikings, no joke, but you're talking about Spartans, Jack.
Well, the Spartans were allied with the red dragon, so I mean...
I know.
Gotta go with the red dragon.
Yeah.
There.
In this combat, Tim, you are the equal to the red dragon. So what do you bring to the table that is somehow going to rival the red dragon?
Anything. Like, literally, I was running away from someone else. So it's like...
So you were just Tim in this scenario.
I was me. So...
Okay, all right.
Pick a side. I can make sandwiches. I don't know.
And then Ariel was there, and she was like, and she was literally just like, I'm just not going to pick a side. And she just kind of walked away, and I was like, oh, man, I just wish I didn't feel like I had the choice to do that.
The only way to win is not to play.
All right, so let me tell you guys about this nightmare that I had, because it was a reoccurring one all in the same night. So I was still in high school. I was living in my mom's house, and I woke up in a bed, in the dream. I woke up in a bed in a garage, and it was a pretty basic garage. There was like, you know, a ladder and like a toolbox or something, you know, like workbench. And outside of the garage, I could see through the three windows that, you know, that are on a garage. I could see a desert. Out in the desert, it was nighttime, and it was like storming out. But it was like heat lightning, so it was like dry. It was just that like sort of like light flashing, you know, like, but it was clearly like a storm off in the distance or something. And I woke up and I was like, oh, that was weird. And so I went back to sleep. When I went back to sleep again, the garage door was open and I could see more of what was happening. There was a road out there and I could see the silhouette of a dog, like a hound. And so the silhouette of the dog obviously being like, you know, made because of the storm happening behind it and stuff. But it was definitely a desert. There was like cactuses and stuff out there. I woke up again. So when I woke up again, I was like, oh my God, I'm so freaked out. I'm going to go sleep in my mom's bed. So I go to my mom's room and I get in her bed. And what happened was when I went back to sleep, the one thing that I remember was I woke up and I couldn't move. And when I look over, I was still in that bed in the dream. And my hand was hanging off of the bed. And the dog was biting through my hand.
Yeah.
And so when I woke up, my hand was hanging off of the real bed. So this creature in that dream, quote, waited for me outside, opened the door, and then attacked me. In three different dreams that same night.
I don't want to say anything, but I think you've been visited by a night hack chick.
That's some fucked up shit.
Or maybe that maybe that dog was a nightmare.
Tim, if you were here, I would punch you in the mouth.
That is the one advantage we have over, you know, doing recordings away from each other, is that John can't kill Tim.
It's very frequent. Yeah, I frequently try to harm my co-stars here.
It's really just Tim. Very violent. Just Tim.
Yeah, it's just me. What you guys don't know is I actually had a conversation with Jake on the side, and I was like, Jake, I just can't take the abuse anymore. Like, we need to go to virtual.
Well, see, anytime like in-person thing would start, I would just put a unloaded gun on the table, and I wouldn't shoot it, but it was very heavy. It was a big revolver, and, you know, it did a lot of work for me.
It was a 50 caliber hand cannon. It just sat there.
just sat there in the living room.
You fucks make one more joke about Benson and I was a goody two-shoes, and I swear to God, I will not be a goody two-shoes.
Benson's gonna pull out a Glock and shoot the enemy.
I bet you guys wish you had a Glock against this nightmare and this night hag.
Just collecting sigh.
I'm not excited for this fight. This is going to be a motherfucker of a fight. And then there's another motherfucker of a fight in the next room.
Yeah. TPK.
Do you guys want to talk about that at all?
I genuinely don't know. If these things are as strong as I think they are, and I know a good bit about this game, I don't know how we win that fight.
I don't either.
I don't know. Like, I know what a night hag is, because I remember, like, God, like, years ago, I just remember going and looking at the different hags, and I just remember the River of Souls and stuff. Like, they were the one thing that, like, would poach souls.
Yes.
Yep.
Like, with a net.
Just pluck them right out.
And I'm just like, damn, you're not even safe in the freaking boat. You die, and you're like, well, I'm going to be touched by plasma. Oh, no, I've been captured and now sold to a demon. Like, you know.
Oh, like, man.
Bitch, that sucks.
This is bad.
It also shows that they're cheap. They're extremely cheap. They never go at any confrontation without having an advantage. Yeah, like, you know.
Yeah, it's, I think the video I watched when they were talking about night hags, it's like the night hags that actually come to the world and fight adventurers are the badasses.
Yeah.
Because most hags are content with staying in Hades. I'm not sure if it's different in Pathfinder, but they just tend the River of Souls and just pluck out whatever they want. But the real badass ones are like, I want that fucking hero's souls.
Yeah.
Right. Those heroes haven't died yet. I'm going to go pay them a visit. Well, how about we get on into this combat again, shall we?
Aw, yeah.
Can't wait to roll another fucking 2 and a 4.
Go for it.
But you're big, so it's okay.
No.
Can you make John's token bigger? I just want him to be big.
Make him dummy
thick. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. I'm going to go ahead and make him big. How do I do that?
Make him thick, Jake.
Dummy thick. Benson's already got a dumb truck.
It's like we all knew it, but...
I'm trying to fight this night hag. Put the glove in my ass, Jinx.
Keeps alerting the nightmare.
Keeps alerting the nightmare.
Okay.
Tim, is there any way you can lower the volume of the music?
Oh yeah, definitely.
I would appreciate it. Just a little.
Oh shit! There he is.
There's Big Benson.
Oh man,
Big Buddy Benson.
Bigson.
Bigson.
Bigson. Oh, John, you fit perfectly into Terrytown in Legend of Zelda.
Oh, crap, yeah? You would. Yeah, because his last three letters is song.
Yeah, because you remember that, Tim, in Terrytown in Legend of Zelda? They wanted a village full of people with the name Sun and Sun in their name. Yeah. Yep.
Love it.
So we ended the last episode with the nightmare. By the way, his name is Cole Nasher.
I like that name.
Well, now we know.
It's a good name.
Sounds like a freaking Christmas villain.
Colnet, yeah.
like a minion of Krampus.
Colnasher. Colnasher. So it trampled around the room, stomping on Elwood and Benson before ending its turn directly in front of Grimshaw in the hallway, effectively blocking you from coming in there, Timbo. What do you do?
I'm gonna swing the mace. Let's crack some horse bones.
Let's make some glue.
All right. So before you do that, I need you to make a. Let's see. It is concealed. So the smoke all around it. So it has a. The nightmare continually exhales black smoke that creates concealment and an aura around it. So what I need you to do first, since you just started your turn, is to actually make a fortitude save.
Ah, duh, because of the smoke.
Smoke.
How does a 31 suit ya?
That is a success.
I think you need a crit success, because I'm a juggernaut.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so you are temporarily immune then for one minuto. Oh, well, no, you got critical success, so... it doesn't say anything about that, so... Okay, so no, it just says that increase the begins this turn, must make a 4-2 save, and then is temporarily immune to sickness from the smoke for 1 minute. Okay, so you just make the check, and then you're immune, regardless of the nice. Result of that. Okay.
Yeah, so I just breathe it in. That sand reminds me of home.
I smoke camels.
No, because the place I came from was war-torn, so everything was on fire. okay, I have to make a... It's a DC 11, Kel.
No, it's a DC 5 for concealment. Okay.
And I made it.
Not as bad.
Made it. Okay. So striking out with my morning. It's a morning star.
All right.
Make us champions proud.
Maybe I think I did with a 36.
Let's go.
A 36.
Yeah, 36.
That is a critical.
Let's go. Oh my gosh. I don't know if I've ever crit before. I'm so used to just missing without a lot. What is this?
That's a funny thing about playing casters.
Oh wait, do I have like a special something or other with this little thing? Since I crit?
You might as a champion. Yeah. Usually you get the weapon specialization by expert proficiency. You should get it.
Expert person. Yeah. I am expert. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Okay.
You knock the target away from you up to 10 feet.
Holy shit.
It says this is forced movement, so I don't know if I have to roll or not.
No, you don't. He moves.
Nope.
Okay.
Yep.
Sweet. But before he moves...
Yeah, so do the damage, and then we'll discuss which direction you want him to move.
26 points of damage.
Nice.
Sweet.
Great shit.
Yeah.
Good shit.
Okay. This is interesting. So also because of my rune that is etched onto this weapon, when I critically hit a creature with my rune, you inflict an additional 1d6 points of positive or negative damage to the creature, whichever type would harm it.
Hmm.
Oh. So I do the 26 damage, and then I get to roll a d6 on top of that.
Gotcha. It doesn't have resistance or weaknesses, so either one is applicable. All right.
I'm going to do 5 points of negative damage, because that's kind of the vibe with this weapon. Negative. It seems a little evil. so 26, and then another 5 for a total of 31.
Another 5, yep.
And then
all right, and then where's he moving?
Oh, I'm just gonna move it. Maybe like right, depending on how the 10 feet.
Northeast. Mm-hmm. Then okay.
Wow, right. That was my first action. Sick.
Yep.
Hey, now you cleared cleared that entrance.
Yeah, it's just like I'm a little shocked. So I think I'm just gonna. I don't know. This might be a bad idea, but I'm gonna move to get flanking with this hag, and then I'm going to reach out with a cold, like chilling hand, and I'm gonna cast. Oh no, that's two actions. Dang it, I can't do that because I moved.
Oh man,
okay. That's okay.
Too excited.
I instead will pray to Milani. Be like, Milani, help me against this night hag, against this one who seeks to destroy the natural order. And I'm going to make a religion check, because I'm doing a battle prayer.
Nice.
And this is against their will DC. And I probably failed with a 20.
Sorry, what was
Battle
this again?
Prayer.
Oh, and this goes against her will
I got
DC?
20.
That is a failure.
It's not a critical fail, right?
Not a critical fail.
Okay, no. So there's just no effect.
Wait, what happens with a critical fail?
Critical fail is I can't use Battle Prayer again for 10 minutes. I just have a temporary severing from my deity, which is pretty cool.
Melania's just like, do better.
No. Alright, that's my turn.
Okay. That is the end of your turn. Top of round two, it comes to the Night Hag's turn. She, seeing that she is flanked, is going to go invisible.
Boo!
And then she is going to move, but you don't know where that is.
But I do, because I have a super nose. It's part of my character.
Oh, is it now?
Did you remember Jake the super nose?
Right, yeah, I totally forgot you had that. Okay, so yeah, she casts invisibility and she moves. So she did not like the fact she was flanked by two fucking champions, so she said, fuck that shit.
What? That's not a great place to be.
Especially with one champion that is large.
Large, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
So as she goes invisible, I just call out, you can run, but you can't hide. That's what you think. Thanks for telling me where you went. And I just look to the
driver. I heard what goes in your mind. So after that, so it did that and then moved and then that's it. Okay. So Oakwood.
Okay. So now that the Night Hag goes invisible, he is unsure of, well, he doesn't know where she is, but there is a giant flaming horse there. So he is going to switch his hunt prey to the horse, of course.
the flaming horse, of course.
And take a two action to hurl the eclipse at it. So, oh, fuck yeah. That is a 16 on a die, so that's a plus 20, so that's a 36.
Hey, Mark, do me a favor first. Roll me a fortitude save.
Say what?
Do me a favor and roll a fortitude save.
Oh, a fort? Save.
Third.
So the nightmare's smoke has a 15-foot radius.
Oh my gosh. Oh,
that's rank.
Or 15-foot aura, I should say, but yeah.
So that's a 17 on the die. Let me get my fort here. Oh, 34.
critical success, so yeah.
Hell yeah. Hey, my 4-2 is a plus 17.
Oh my gosh, that's
so
good.
That's Rangers for you then. Yep. Okay,
my
sorry,
will
that,
is my list.
That's so. All I was doing. So go ahead and did you roll the flat check for this attack yet?
What did? Oh yeah, because he's still in there. Yep. Right. Let me. Roll
that is
flat
constant.
Check.
That does not go away.
11. So.
Okay, you're good. All right.
Okay. All right, so
let's go with the attack and damage and all
well,
that.
Well, the hit was a 36, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, then yeah, that's another critical hit.
Beautiful. All right,
incredible.
So,
good shit.
Roll damage here on the app because I can't find my D4s. Well, actually, they turn into D6s, I think. No, they don't. Sorry. Hunter's Edge. And that is 31 points of damage.
Oh my god.
God damn.
That is let me see, a 4, a 2, a 3, a 3, plus 5, and double that. So.
Oh, jeez. Oh okay.
Gosh. Yeah. So, and if it's cold iron, if that makes any difference.
No. There's no weaknesses or anything for him.
However,
it's funny because he is a fiend, so you would think that cold iron is one of those things, but it didn't say it on here. So,
But however...
Oh, he's also technically a beast, so I guess that's why. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, but however, also remember the Eclipse special ability when you crit. Blind.
He is blind. So the fire in his eyes just gets shut out. Woof.
Gosh.
So now he's completely blind, so now he's bucking back and forth, screaming in Infernal.
Yeah, and... Oh, he actually speaks Infernal?
He speaks Abyssal, Daemonic, and Infernal.
Oh, shit. So it's a speaking horse. So she was legit.
He speaks Daemonic.
Daemonic? Demons.
Demons.
So, you know how there's demons, which are from the Abyss, devils, which are from Hell, and then there's daemons, which are the neutral evil versions.
They're from Abaddon, I think.
Have you never heard of these? There's chaotic evil, there's lawful evil, and then there's neutral evil demons.
Quote, don't they say like the daemons are like the worst ones though?
The daemons are fucking horrifying. Demons, you know,
because there is no morality in them.
Right. Demons, you know that they're big and stupid. Devils, you know they're lying to you. Daemons don't care about anything other than just pure evil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they're ruled by the Four Horsemen, I think, too.
Ha, fitting.
So
it's
Yeah, but yeah. So also, Vamir now enters the room, 40-foot speed. He's able to at least make it here. Would that be flanking? Consider it.
Yes.
So Vamir and Grimshaw are sort of diagonal, a little bit diagonal, but yes, that would be flanking.
Okay, and I guess he would have to do a fort save real fast.
It's only when he starts his turn in the aura, so no.
Oh, okay. Yep. All right, so he's going to roll to take a big peck.
Yep.
God damn. On rocks. 15 on the die.
Mark, you can't miss tonight. Come on.
Believe me, I'm doing good right now. Plus 14, so that'd be a 29 to hit.
That is a regular hit.
Cool. Oh, the flat check.
Oh, yeah, do a flat check, though, yeah. Still need to do that.
Oh, motherfucker.
Thanks, Tim.
A four.
Huh. Oh, that's so sad.
Suck it, Vamir.
Well, that's it.
That is it. Kezra, it's your turn.
All right, Kezra sees this witch disappear, and he knows the staff in his hand is worthless against this fiery, smoky horse. So he drops the staff of fire, and he draws out a new rod that he has found. He goes, "Let's see what this can do." As he points the rod of wonder at the nightmare, and activates this new staff.
Oh!
I completely forgot you had a rod of wonder.
Oh. So did I. Oh my gosh. All right, Kill. Do you have the chart?
D100. Yes, I do.
Gosh, I'm so excited. Oh, no. This could either be amazing or really fucking awful.
Man, a Rod of Wonder. I don't think I've ever actually used a Rod of Wonder in any game in my 20 years of playing.
Wild card. Wild card.
Interesting. Okay, so he points it at the he points the staff rod at the horse with the intent to cast a spell on it, and he rolls a 44 as...
Okay.
Mirror image is cast on Kezra, and he suddenly splits into four Kezras or whatever. So I am mirror image now.
Sweet.
Sure.
Hey, that's not a bad spell to get for free.
There are now five Kezras, and he's standing in the hallway confused as to why nothing happened to this horse. And instead, he's like, this isn't so bad.
It's not the worst thing that could happen.
It's not the worst thing. There are far worse.
The mirror image don't go on the horse. It specifically says the wielder of the rod.
Yep, it happened to me.
Okay, cool. Cool.
Yep.
So I know there are some times you could like cast it on the target, and it's a good thing for the target, so I'll just make sure.
It says the rod cast mirror image on you.
Nice. That's awesome.
That's so funny.
You point the staff at a target with the intent to do something to the target. But it can do stuff to anything, so...
Nice.
Yes. Yeah, those are my favorites, like, when you cast it, and it's like, a fireball is cast at your location. And it's just like...
how many hours until I can reactivate this thing? Oh, man, where's my D4?
Several.
Well, it's one D4 hours.
Oh wow! Yeah. So it's like once a battle or a couple battles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, keep going. Okay. Yeah. My D4 is missing.
No.
Okay. My personal favorite, I think, is the effect of you turn blue, green, or purple with unlimited duration.
Don't spoil. That's my favorite one.
No, I had said that when you guys first got it. That's one of the funnier ones. Yeah. I said five. I think that was one of the funny ones.
But
anyway,
it's stupid. You're like, oh, I'm purple now. I'm blue.
I'm purple now. It is Cold Gnasher's turn. So Cold Gnasher,
where am I in this fucking initiative?
Wait, no, you were supposed to go after the Night Hag. Did you not go?
Yeah, I was about to. I rolled super high for my intimidation.
Oh, I don't know how I skipped you. All right, Benson, go and take your turn. I'm sorry.
All right. Benson is going to move up to there because he's slow as fuck and that's all he can do.
Okay, so you're standing in between Elkwood and the Nightmare now.
Yep,
that's fine.
Yep. And he is going to bring down his sword on this thing. Do I need to make a check?
You first need to make a fortitude save.
Thankfully, my fortitude is very good, and that, for fuck's sake, that was a 17 on the die.
Hey, John, where was Benson standing before? So, just curious. Oh, was he down in this bottom four?
Yeah, he's right there.
You do have you do have reach, so you could technically swing over his head.
Oh, well.
Yeah,
I do kind of want to get in between Elkwood and it.
Yeah.
So that's 35. 42
yeah,
save.
That's fine. Okay, so you are going to. All right, so you stand in. You stand in between Elkwood and the Cold Gnasher. You pass the fortitude save completely. So go ahead and roll a flat check first for your attack.
Oh, was that beating the five?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I beat it. I rolled already. Does a 35 hit?
Yeah, a 35 definitely hits. God.
And he's blind, too.
Wait, so he's flat-footed.
He's blind.
So, minus AC.
Yes,
minus AC. So is that a crit?
It was a crit without it, so yeah.
That's a 44 points of damage.
Did you add the two damage from enlarge?
That is 46 points of damage as Benson runs forward, realizing he can't hurt the witch anymore. He screams, "Nightmare, meet the dawn."
Damn evil catchphrase.
I would like you to describe your kill as
Holy shit. Lay into this
nightmare
God.
And kill it.
So he sees that the beast can't see anymore, so he darts forward around his small comrade. The first shot goes like right into the eye, but he cups the blade and throws it upwards, so the top of the beast's skull just disintegrates.
Damn. Hell yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's sick.
Okay.
Benson's mad, motherfucker.
As the horse falls to the ground, you have one more action.
I guess I will make an action to attempt to. I guess it's a perception check to try to figure out where this witch is.
Yeah, so it would be a seek action. So just roll perception check, and we'll see if
you also have to choose you have to choose a 30-foot cone.
Oh.
30-foot cone. I guess I'll start looking this way. Hold on.
Just directly east.
Yeah.
Okay, alright, so yeah, so go ahead and...
But that was only an 8 on the die, so I doubt that's going to be very good. So 22. Yeah, unfortunately.
Definitely not.
Oh, you can also do a 15-foot burst.
Well, I already rolled the die, so...
Yeah, no, the roll was not good enough at all. Okay. Alright, after Cold Gnasher dies and collapses to the ground, Grimshaw, it's your turn.
Yeah, so Grimshaw just sees this, you know, giant Benson come and just demolish this nightmare, and Grimshaw kind of says to himself, maybe not within earshot of Benson, and it's just like, I expect nothing less from the wearer of the cloak. Certainly lives up to it. And he is going to search out for this night hag, because that's not cool.
It's just not
cool.
Just
not cool, man.
Just not
let's
cool,
see, 30 foot cone, you said. So I'm going to try east as well. Why not? So that's my first action. Doop, doop, doop. And I got a 29.
29 against this. Let me see. That is a success.
Okay.
So I was going to say this regardless. Where she was on top of Coal Gnasher.
Uh-oh.
Oh. So bad for her. When you kill Coal Gnasher, it fell, and she fell, and so you heard her go, ah! She fell to the ground.
She's like, my horse.
I will move her token and where she is, uh-huh. But just know that she's concealed to you, I think.
Hidden.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hidden.
You know what square she's in, but it's a 50% miss chance.
Yep.
Okay.
So you know she is just north of Coal Gnasher's body.
Gotcha. Okay, so with that, I am going to... So first action, second action, 5, 10, 15. I move up to kind of block the way a little bit. And I'm going to try to... I'm going to try to take that 50% miss chance. So I'll roll...
You know, she's a night hag, she's always dangerous, but fuck, this is a bad position for her.
Yeah.
Yeah, the let me tell you about the strategy she was going to have on her turn. But, go ahead,
14, so I make it. Now I'm going to strike. As I have just, I'm focusing, channeling this divine and necrotic energy through my morning star. I kind of pinpoint. I strike out. Oh man, a 36. Oh my gosh. Oh my,
what the fuck is this combat?
Dude, yeah, that's a hit.
Oh, holy crap. Oh my gosh.
We start talking about nightmares and this is what happened.
I know,
right?
We slay our nightmares.
Mm-hmm. Not bad for damage. 16 points of damage.
16 points of damage.
Very nice.
Yeah.
I know I didn't fucking hit her last time.
Yeah.
All right.
And I say, you're going nowhere.
I've got you for 3 minutes.
It's play time. Somewhere Jed's very happy.
Somewhere Jed's very happy. She probably said that as you were saying that.
Right.
Jed's playing Destiny right now.
I was actually channeling Jed.
He is playing Destiny. I can see him in the other Discord. He's definitely playing Destiny right now. New Season of the Deep looks really cool. Everyone should go play it. Okay. That was your turn, Grimshaw. Is that the end of your turn? Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So, Coal Gnasher screamed out her name, as it was dying, and it was like, Kaleni, no! Kaleni is... very
it is
angry.
Not that sad. This is the embodiment of evil in front of us. I feel no pity for these things.
Hey man, a horse girl just lost her horse. Have some respect.
That means she's going to be extra crazy, though.
Yeah,
she is very, very mad about that. So she is going to turn and...
She's still invisible, right?
She is still invisible.
Yeah.
Would Grimshaw be flat-footed, even though he was able to see?
Okay, yeah. Oh yes,
very but he knows the square flat-footed. She's in, and that is it.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah,
I don't know where her claws or spells or anything is coming.
Okay, so she is going to reach out and she is going to do a full attack on you, there, Timbo.
I'm going to raise my shield as a reaction.
Okay. So she's going to do first attack. It's going to be jaws. So let me go ahead and let me do this over here. So that is going to be a... to 29 to hit?
That's a miss.
That's a miss. Ooh, okay.
Damn. Wow.
Damn, it's like having another Benson right here, too.
I know, right? This shit's, like, really good.
Okay. Next one is going to be a...
Oh, wait a second. She doesn't have any, thing about Cold Iron, does she?
Wait, hold on, Tim. You're flat-footed, and a 29 doesn't hit you.
That is correct.
Holy shit!
Shield okay. Raised.
Well, he raises shield. Remember?
Yeah.
Yeah. To answer your question, she does have weakness against Cold Iron.
Okay. I just I'm not sure. because I'm wearing cold iron. I don't know if that does anything.
No. It only deals with damage. Well, if you damage her, I mean,
what's the point of me having a cold iron? Full
flavor
is just cosmetic.
No, there's got to be something for it.
Okay, but I'll look into it while you keep going.
That's true. She won't want it after she kills you and looks over your body. How about that?
Perfect.
Okay, so that is going to be a
Oh, here it is. Are you ready for this?
Okay.
A creature with weakness to cold iron that critically fails an unarmed attack, such as what she's doing.
Okay.
Becomes sickened one. So if she critically fails an attack against me using her jaws or claws, she becomes sickened one.
That's good to know. Okay.
She kicks your armor by mistake.
Yep.
No.
Oh, no.
No.
So that is going to be a... what was it? 27, sorry.
27, another miss.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yep. Sorry, I was just double checking my math, but yeah, is that. All right, last attack, so she's going to do another claw. Of course, a 19 on this one for a 31 now.
That does hit.
Okay. I wretched with strike. Which I can do because I have reach.
Yes, he has reach.
What?
Does Benson is a big add up though?
You have 5, 10. You have 15.
Is it 15 or 10?
Grimshaw is not 15 feet from you.
Yep.
No, but she is. Oh no, she isn't. All right, my bad.
Both targets have to be within 15 feet of you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. My bad. My bad.
Okay.
Wait.
So this is what?
How's that not 15 feet?
But both targets have to be 15 feet.
So I don't get to protect you, but I still get to attack her. Or am I mistaken?
The trigger has to be... look at the trigger of Retributive Strike. It says both targets have to be within 15 feet.
Okay. Sorry, my bad.
No, you're good, you're good.
Okay.
Where was I? Damage. So damage coming out is going to be... so this is a claw damage. So it's going to be 22 points of total damage.
Gosh.
Just checking, 6 of it is evil.
Oh. Evil.
All right, you guys just continue on with the turn. Is there anything more?
Nope, that is all that she does. No, that was her last attack, so.
Wow, Tim seems bored. It's like that did nothing.
Yeah, right.
That's what it is to be a fucking champion, man.
I know. Adelar would have been like, okay, guys, I'm going to die next turn.
Champions get shit done.
Speaking of champions getting shit done, Benson.
Can I just step over top of this corpse?
Yeah, Cole Asher is now a pile of ash. Yeah,
because yeah, doesn't he return to his realm or something?
Yes, he does, yeah.
Oh, fuck off, 20.
That's
the flat check. That's the flat check. What's your flat check?
No. She's not invisible anymore.
Oh,
it's just a single.
Oh, yeah, okay, she attacked. Gotcha. Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, swinging for the fences here, boys. Do I want to... There's a really, like, optimistic part of me that wants to use weapon surge here. But you know what? I'm not going to.
Yeah, if it's your second attack.
28.
That is it.
All nice. Right. 10 points of damage. Nothing great, but not bad.
All right.
Is that with a plus two?
Plus two, 12.
Additional
as two. This Benson just lumbers over the ashes of this fallen nightmare, and he is just screaming, "Face me!"
Oh.
She is once again surrounded, not happy about it.
She's like, no.
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 I won't.
Don't
Oakwood.
Okay, so this is going to be a little bit different. So here's an ability that I haven't used before with Vamir because I got confused with something.
Okay.
So he has a interesting support benefit that I think Jake knows about.
Yep.
That she is within 10 feet. So
yes.
So all you see because it doesn't specify that I have to roll an attack roll for this thing, is that as the support benefit, the vulture, he begins to retch and then just vomits on her. And so...
What?
Exactly. So here it is. Until the start of my next turn, if I hit and deal damage to that target, the target must succeed at a 4-2 save or become sickened. And then the DC of the 4-2 save is 12 plus my level plus the con modifier of the creature itself. Like, of the
mirror. Holy shit.
So I've never used it because I got confused thinking I need to be level 10, but level 10 is when I get an interesting ability with Vemir.
Oh.
So it's kind of like...
So you've had this.
So, and plus it was better just to swing with him because if he hit 3d8, but here's the thing with Vemir, he only has a plus 14 to hit, and her AC is pretty high. I think
it's pretty good, yeah.
So instead, he's going to retch on her. And
on Benson's shoes.
On Benson's shoes.
No.
So, yeah, he just straight up, like, Vemir just coughs up, like, just bile on her. And then Melkwood is going to have to, unfortunately, he's going to take a move action. 10, 15, 20, 25. If I move him here, he should have a clear shot at her.
Yeah, if you move a little bit to the east, yeah, you can shoot right in between Benson and Grimshaw.
Yeah, so he's going to be right there as one action. Second action, okay. Hunt prey.
All right.
And third action, throw the eclipse.
Okay, then.
So,
wait, did she need to do a 4-2 save against the vomit?
Yes, she does.
Okay, all
right. But that's only if I hit. That's what they said.
Oh, right, right. Okay.
Yeah, the target must say, like, if I hit and deal damage to her.
Got it.
Then she does it. But if it doesn't after my next turn, if nothing happens.
Well, it's a pretty good chance, so go ahead.
Well, yeah, she's probably going to succeed at it. But it's one of those things, if she fails, she gets sickened. Which,
yeah, exactly. So, which...
all
right.
So that's a 13 on the die. So that would be a plus 18 to hit.
So 31.
31 to hit.
31 is a hit.
Beautiful. So she will have to succeed at a, let's see, 4-2 save of 12 plus my level, so that's 9, so it's 21 plus con modifier, which was plus 3. So
I'm saying it, man. 24. Elk can't miss tonight.
Alright, so wait. So let's do the damage from the attack first.
The damage from the attack. Okay. Let's see here. Let us get my dice roller going here. Oh my god. Damage. Yeah, that's right. 14 points of damage. Also, cold iron. Eclipse is cold iron.
Oh my god, it is.
Yeah.
All right, she takes an extra 10 points of damage.
Fuck yeah.
So, fuck's sake.
So, oh my gosh.
So eggs.
24 points of damage total then.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
And then she has to make a 4-2 save.
Okay, so the 4-2 save here, it is her best save, I'm not gonna lie to you.
I figured.
Makes sense.
She's kinda used to gross shit.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So so go ahead and roll this. Natural 1.
Oh my god. This hag is so fucked.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I'll give you this. Okay, even with the natural 1, it was a 20 total. Because she has to play
19. Fuck's sake!
Oh, 19 to a fortitude save.
Oh my
so
gosh.
That is a crit fail.
Yes, so it's still a crit fail.
She is sickened too.
God dang it. All right.
Wow.
She went from frightened 2 to sickened 2.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah, she just lost frightened because it's, yeah.
Yeah.
And he and Elkwood feels really good about that hit because it feels like Desna just kind of straight just struck her and stabbed. And then, you know, as he stabbed, some of that bile got inside of her. And it just
gross.
Made it even grosser. But he's like, yes. Good job, Vemir.
So you hit her really hard with that cold iron star knife, and then Vemir just vomits like in her face, so she's just like,
"How dare you! How dare you!
I don't like this."
All right, is that the end of your turn? Goodness gracious.
Yes, it is.
I know.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Kezra, it's your turn.
All right.
Hey, Kezra, you just hang tight, okay? We got this.
Kezra, so, we kind of so do.
Kezra can just barely see her around the wall. So he's going to launch a little ray of frost. Keep it conservative.
All right.
But I'm going to cast True Strike to remove all circumstance penalties for shooting around the corner and Benson's big ass being in the
back. Oh, yep. Oh. Hit Benson's big ass instead.
Just going to go right under Benson's legs.
You're going to feel a little chill down there, Benson.
Yeah. You might hit one of your nuts.
Oh, it feels weird. Right.
Is she blind?
It's actually refreshing.
She's sickened too.
Yeah. She's sickened
oh,
too.
Yeah. She's, yeah, she's sickened too. Yeah.
All right, well, I got a 33 with Ray of Frost.
Fuck yeah.
What the fuck are these rolls, man?
I know.
True Strike. This is nuts.
We'd never roll this well.
So that is a regular hit.
Oh.
Yeah.
That'll be 15 cold damage.
15 cold.
Good hit.
Yeah, for real.
And that's it.
Okay. That is that. Okay. Hold on. Okay then. 15 puts cold damage.
I just keep seeing Jake's cursor move back and forth. I'm like, what's he trying to do?
Whoop. back and forth. Okay, so after that, it would have been Cold Nash's turn, but he is not on this realm. Grimshaw, your turn.
Oh, snap. Okay.
Wait, don't I move before her?
Yes.
No, you were.
I'm bottom of the round.
Grimshaw is bottom of the round.
But that was a mistake.
Yeah,
Benson was supposed to go like right after her.
Yeah. Yeah. So that when you wake on that one time, I moved you out of order just so you can. All get
right,
your
that's
turn.
My bad. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No,
sorry.
It was my bad actually. But yeah.
Okay. Didn't mean taking your thunder, Grimshaw.
No, you could. You could
make your glory.
I am going to do as such, and I'm going to strike out with Milani's Morning Star. Bring me victory today, Milani. Maybe not today. I got a 20 to hit.
Oh, that is a miss.
No, not like that. and then he's like, I need to reach into some different magics. And he reaches deep within himself and he stretches out a cold necrotic hand as he casts Chill Touch on this creature.
Okay.
Oh god.
So roll fortitude save. You're probably gonna pass, but that's okay.
She is pretty good at it. She is sickened though. So
minus two.
Don't you have to roll to hit for Chill Touch?
Nope, I do not.
Oh.
Wait, really?
It's just a fortitude save.
Really?
Yeah.
Reach out touch. But...
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. 30 total.
You know, that is just a regular success, so I do half damage.
Okay. Oh, is it a basic save? Is that why?
Yeah, man, it's a basic save. Oh. Is that great?
That is good, yeah.
Yeah.
I think in first edition you had to roll to hit for that.
Yep, yeah, you did.
Yeah, but that's because it went against touch AC.
Yeah.
That was a little touch AC thing, so.
Yeah, touch AC isn't a thing anymore.
Yep.
Nope.
Shit was kind of crazy.
Yeah.
That's why gunslingers are OP as fuck.
I know.
I do 6 points of damage.
Hey, it's something, man.
Exactly. And that's my turn.
Alrighty. Okay, so that is that. Why did it do that? Badger's acting weird. That's all I gotta say. That's probably an update I just haven't done. Okay, alright, so you hit her with that. And because there was a success, there's nothing else on that. It's just the damage.
Correct.
Okay. So in which case, it comes back to her turn. So she is going to... Get all that shit, and she doesn't like how you all of you are crowding around her like this. Okay. She's going to go invisible again.
But this time we would feel if she tries to get past anybody.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we kind of have her blocked in.
Yep. In which case, she is going to try and skirt around you guys.
Follow the smell of vomit.
So is that an acrobatics?
Yeah, this would be an acrobatics
check. Fortitude DC.
Yep.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
two
man.
Champions.
I know.
Four dudes.
I mean, she's just moving diagonally. She's not moving through anybody's space.
She can move diagonally.
You know what? You're right. Okay. That's why I chose that, because I looked that up earlier. So she somehow moves diagonally. You don't know how, because she's invisible. So she is going to start moving. That is all she does on her turn. So Benson, you can go ahead and take your turn.
Benson is going to use Detect Magic. So in this area, is there anything magical happening?
You're just doing the one action one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Detect Magic's two. It's two actions, but it's 30-foot cone.
Oh, fuck. That fucks my turn up.
No, it's okay.
No, it can work. It can pinpoint the source of magic within 5 feet. Or with it, so like you can pinpoint magic to a 5-foot cell, I think.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. Here's a caveat. You detect illusion magic, such as invisibility, only if the magic's effect has a lower level than the level of your detect magic spell.
There's no fucking way I'm high enough level to detect her fucking...
Well, it's like, detect magic is a cantrip, so it should be heightened to level 5. So as long as her... as long as she cast invisibility at... it says lower. As long as she cast invisibility at 4th level or lower, you could detect.
If she has magic, if she has any magic items on her...
Then you don't
worry about
this. Yeah,
it's also a 30-foot emanation, not a cone.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, yeah, so you do, if you do go with that, you do sense magic over there.
In a 5-foot cone?
No, in that exact cone, in that exact square that you clicked on earlier, John. One lower than that. Right there.
Wow. Okay, I will use my action to point out that is where she is. My last action.
Can you use that for that?
Yeah.
So Benson does not know that this hag is here.
Well, I think they might, because I was reading out the heightened version, so this is my bad. You can pinpoint the source of the highest level magic. Like for an imprecise sense, you don't learn the exact location, but can narrow down the source to within a 5-foot cube. Whatever that means. I don't know what a 5-foot cube is.
It means if she's in 30 feet from you, you can, and she has magic on her.
Then you just know what square she's in.
She'd become hidden to you.
Man, this spell is actually incredible.
Yeah.
Like, it was crappy, and now it's awesome.
Oh, God. Benson just slumbers over.
Okay. All right, so, John, did you want to use your last action to move, or did you want to use it to point her out. John, if you're talking, you're muted.
Do I want to move in front of her, or do I want to point her out?
So wait, did you find out the square?
The area. It's this area.
Well, you get the square.
Oh yeah, here. I will reveal her, since you know the exact square now. So yeah, she's about... There's a 5-foot gap between her and the door.
Yeah, no. Benson is going to move. As he moves, he screams, "Follow me," and he moves in front of the door.
Can
That's all his movement.
Alrighty.
Oh my god, the other things are right there. Oh boy.
Alright.
Okay then. I will say those hallways are longer than they seem. It's obviously just compressed for space.
Okay. Oh, yeah, interesting.
I imagine that they kind of like slope down. You know, they sort of wind a bit. But no, it's a little corner hallway, but they're not as short as they appear to be. So anyway, whose turn is it now? That was Benson. So Benson sensing her and then running over and blocking the door. Elkwood, what do you do?
So he never pointed. So he did point out where she is.
Or did not.
Did not.
Did not.
No, damn. I'm blocking her, but I blocked her, so okay. I couldn't really point it out.
I guess... Okay, so this is going to be convoluted on this regard, but could I technically use a seek action, namely because, you know, she still has... I don't have the scent ability, but I'm just trying to use perception in order to find her.
Mm-hmm. Sure, why not?
Yes. Yeah, but I was like, do I get a bonus the fact that she has, like, vomit on her?
I mean, you know what? I will. You know, she is sickened. I will say that her stealth DC is a little bit less. Yeah.
Nice.
Kezra shouts out, "Hold! I'll reveal her."
There we go.
Okay, I'm just making sure. Okay, Kezra goes right after me. So, Elk will pause for the moment and allow Kezra to go.
Okay. I will move you in initiative then. So Kezra, it is your turn then.
Kezra's eyes glow and he casts to see invisibility. And then he uses his last action to call her out to everybody else.
Beautiful.
Nice.
Very, very nice.
Now you guys can take your turn.
Okay. Yay. <All right>. Yay. Okay, so Vamir is first going to fly over. Here,
you can only hold one action.
Delayed.
No, he delayed.
Okay.
Yeah. I delayed, and so Vamir's going there. So he knows she is there. So Elk is going to move here, so she can't try to pull anything, and he's flanking. So he is going to slash out at her. So that's a 10, I think. You have to beat.
DC 11, yeah.
Of course. It's a 19 on the die, so there goes that. So I will hit her, maybe. Nope. No. That I'm going to use a hero point on, because that was a natural one. Oh, God.
That's big.
Yeah, so it's just kind of like... I mean, it doesn't... I mean, God, natural one on this would be absolutely horrible. But, so he just kind of thinks back to when he was in the Dreamer, the Dream House, to try to regain some sort of semblance of control over himself again.
Mm-hmm.
Takes a deep breath and swings again. That is a 27 to hit.
That is a hit, because she is sickened.
Beautiful.
Wow.
I feel like I should have done the two thing, but yeah, it kind of counteracts everything, actually, when she's invisible.
Oh,
still.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Alright, so here we go. Eclipse. Roll. I said roll. Oh. Well, 20 damage total with the 10, because it would be 10 damage and then 10 damage with cold iron.
That's good shit.
And then he's going to swing again. So.
Oh, snap.
Because I use first action to move, first, second to swing, so third, going to swing again. Oh, there you go. That's a 15 on the die. Oh, so that's a plus 14, so that's a 29 to hit.
Oh my gosh.
That is a hit, yeah.
Beautiful.
That's unreal.
But no Hunter's Edge this time. Oh, still, that's actually a really good roll. That's a 4. I can't, these three-dimensional dice on like a dice roller, just kind of like, goes, hey, I see what I that know. Is. It says, here's a total. It looks like a 4, 2, plus 5. So 11. Yeah, so that would be 11, so 21 points of damage.
Oh my gosh.
Jeez.
And then, wow. For the hell of it, Vamir's gonna try and hit.
Okay.
Roll flat. Damn it, of course you'd do that on a fucking flat check. That was a natural 20 on a fucking flat check.
Jeez.
No.
Brutal.
He's so precise.
Dude. Vamir is just built like that. That's a 26 to hit.
Nah, that is a hit.
Is it? Well, she's invisible still?
But because I'm flanking. Sickened.
So
yeah, sickened and flat-footed.
Sickened and flat-footed, yeah.
Oh my god. Okay, that's 3d8 then.
Beautiful. Oh my gosh.
Go.
Oh man.
Go, my angry creature, go. let's roll that dice. I said Hunter's Edge. 14 points of damage. As his beak slams into the back of her.
So he doesn't have a cold iron beak, does he?
I know, right? If only.
I feel like that is a feat somewhere. I just don't have that.
Oh my gosh.
It's something that I think you can control, like your animal companion, like to have a specific attack, sick. I think. I don't know. I know you could do that with...
Your animal companion needs to be one of the sloths. with the cold iron teeth.
Quick, Ezra, throw the bag of sloth teeth at her.
Put it up Amir's claws.
Or just put a necklace of cold iron around her.
Alright. I mean, she hates it.
She goes, ah, my god.
And that's it.
Okay. Grimshaw, it's your turn.
Grimshaw strides up, gets into flanking, and is going to use Alani's Morning Star, vibrating with purple energy. This Morning Star knows something that Grimshaw does not. I got 18 on my flat check. Ah, killer.
Oh, jeez. Oh, all right.
Then I'm going to roll to hit. Ah, brutal. Okay. Remember, sickened and flanking. I got a 23.
That is a miss.
Yeah, I think that's unfortunately too low.
That is so fucking rough.
Alright, so I have one more action.
Are you able to move that far with one action, Mr. Full Plate?
Yeah, because you start counting here. So it's 15.
Okay.
Yeah, only 15, okay. Yeah.
Yep.
Fuck's sake, I didn't realize it was that fucking mobile.
I have one more attack. Do I take the attack or do I try to get something more? Do I try to do something more for sure?
Well, what's the more thing?
I could battle prayer.
Can you? Oh no, that's right. You didn't.
I didn't crit fail. Okay. Yeah. Or I could try to hit again. Because I already made my flat check. Do I have to keep making the flat check, Kel? I can't remember.
Shit. I know.
Wait, for what?
Is it the flat check to hit? Is it... Oh, I think it's per...
Isn't it per
action? It is per action. So I'd have to make that flat check again. So,
right. Yep.
But it's at a minus 5, but I could roll well. let's swing again. Why not? Let's see if I even make the flat check. No, I don't even make the flat check, so it's my turn. Okay.
All right.
I so desperately wanted to land a good one on this.
All right, so it comes to her turn. She is going to do two things.
Sorry, yeah, she goes. Oh, she's already invisible, so...
Yeah, she's already invisible, but she is going to reach out and she is going to try to bite Benson. So she's going to grab onto your thigh and just try to sink her teeth in there, buddy.
Ah, all right.
Bad touch.
Bad touch. For 30?
Nope, that's a miss. Because as she comes up to bite, so bad. Benson smashes her face away with his shield.
Oh my gosh.
Because his shield grows with him too, so it's just this giant tower shield.
Oh my gosh.
So she says, you'll ruin the day, all of you. And then she uses a spell called Ethereal Jaunt.
Oh God.
Of course.
And she fucking just whoop disappears.
I'm not sure what exactly that does.
I want to, when it comes around to me or something, I want to roll on it.
If I can, I will do so as well.
So yeah, that was the end of her turn. Benson, it comes to your turn.
Oh, fuck off. I was looking forward to this turn, man. And she's not there.
Yep. She's not even on this plane, buddy.
Oh, shit. Oh, God. It's like a teleport, isn't it?
If we can figure out what it is, maybe we'll learn.
Can I make a knowledge roll, Jake?
Yeah, you got occultism?
Do I have occultism? Give me a minute.
I don't think you do.
Yeah, but it's really low.
Oh, you do, actually.
That kind of makes sense. Two champions knowing a bit about occultism, yeah.
No, that's an 18.
Nope.
So Benson is just going to stay where he is. He's going to keep his eyes out. He's going to say, don't let her through. Keep going.
Right. As far as he knows, she's invisible again.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, you just saw her go, whoop, and she's gone, yeah. Alright. Kesher, your turn.
Kesher will delay.
Okay.
He's just, standing guard in this on the rear hallway to, make sure she doesn't get out.
Okay. Elkwood, your turn.
He is going to, what's the word when you not delay, but he's basically just waiting.
Hold.
Well, not hold. Ready in action. Yeah, ready in action. Yeah. So he's gonna take two actions to ready in action to throw the star knife as soon as if she reappears.
Okay. After you hold your action, ready to strike out at her if she appears. Grimshaw, your turn.
I'm not trained in occultism, so I wouldn't be able to identify it.
Oh, you couldn't. Okay.
So in that case, I think I'm just gonna detect magic.
Hold on, where did she appear?
No. Jake said ready for her to appear.
Okay,
not
okay.
She did.
Sorry.
I thought I heard that too.
No, you're good.
Where is she?
I'm just gonna detect magic. Just I don't know, west of me to see if I say if anything turns up.
It's 30-foot emanation.
Yeah, right. If you do this from
30 feet around me. My bad.
Right. I'll say. The beds radiate with some magic.
Oh.
But
all right. Yeah. Let's sleep. We gotta sleep on this.
just go to bed. There's. I mean, this whole place sort of radiates with magic, considering it's part of the Eye of Nora. So, there's some late dream magic in this room. What else are you doing?
Actually, let me see how many times I can do this per day.
Does he locate the highest source of magic?
I do.
The beds certainly radiate with the kind of magic.
I think that's all I'm gonna do.
Okay.
Shit. Gonna hang tight.
Comes back to her turn. All of a sudden, you guys hear the arguing in the other room stop.
God damn it.
Oh no.
Here we are.
And everything goes completely silent.
Benson, get away from that door.
And for about 10-15 seconds goes by utterly silent.
Oh no.
And then you hear, come adventurers! Come meet your doom!
No.
I'll see you guys next time.
Oh, man.
I don't want to.
Oh, no. She jaunted into the other room and told them.
Yeah.
Come meet the fucking dawn. Benson is ready.
Oh, no. Let's just leave and go sleep and come back.
Oh, my God.
Hey everyone, Jake the GM here to remind you to follow us on all of our socials to stay up to date with DPS content and Pathfinder related news. If you want more DPS content, check our Twitch and YouTube channels as well as our Discord and subreddit for episode discussions and lots of memes. See you in the next episode.